Something occurred in Mudjerabar recently that you won't have heard about. It's something that is very worrying and warrants action by the community at large. In a quiet suburban street in Mudjerabar, a couple in their 60s set up a table in the front drive just the way they always do at week's end. They provide drinks and crackers, and seeing this semaphore, neighbours and children amble down to join them. This informal, neighbourly gathering is in every way a precious, perhaps unique event and demonstrates the hand of friendship and goodwill. It is a simple bonding that should happen in all our suburbs. The kids muck around and play, and the adults talk about everything and nothing, and it's a good thing by any measure. This peaceful get-together engages the principal values we hold dear, and in a wider sense it's a declaration of the precious freedom we cherish. So these citizens are enjoying the dusk and each other's company when a man pushing a pram with a baby passes close by and says, in an avalanche of foul language, that next time I come down this street, don't you effing tell me to slow down. The woman rightly stepped forward and asked him to stop using filthy language in front of children. He responded with, "I'm going to headbutt you," expletive, and the woman realises the danger, but way too late. The man immediately hit her straight in the face with a clenched fist, and she reeled back while the screaming, terrified baby dangled from his left hand. Her husband came to the rescue and was bitten and punched in the face too. His wife then copped another hiding, knocking her to the ground. The altercation finished with the appalling coward leaving, only to be apprehended later by police. The couple were taken to hospital for treatment, and the neighbourly peace has been irrevocably shattered and lives changed forever. Later, as a result, the couple asked their local council member in Division 9 to erect signs in the street seeking motorists to slow down and respect the children play there. In short, the result was that Ted Shepherd's office told them, and I quote, "The thinking is the hoons would just pull the signs out anyway, with the meaning that it would be a waste of time and money." Not good enough. By any measure, this sad and worrying story where freedom is denied good people is totally unacceptable. It is believed the offender who assaulted these people has prior convictions, and if this is so, then his fists clearly speak volumes. Once this aggressive lout goes to court, I shudder at the thought of what won't happen. In my view, he has forfeited his right to freedom and should not be allowed on the streets again. It could easily have finished with death or worse, and yet I think many of us know that he will simply go on offending. Why is there an inevitability that good people will live in fear and real justice will be denied with leniency in the futile belief that this bloke should be allowed to enjoy the freedom he denies others? What makes it even worse is that Council's Division 9 office seems unconcerned and unwilling to even erect safety signs for children, accepting the inevitable destruction of property with careless indifference about ordinary people. What a blight on society local government inaction can be. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.